Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good for this May 17th, 2023. It is 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
And our head of production, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
We have a great show lined up for you. We got good stuff in this 9 o'clock hour with our good stories of the day, some local stuff. Also got the Annie Wright story, and we're going to get into some entertainment news right now. See what other trouble we can get ourselves into in this next hour.
We're good at that.
Speaking of getting into trouble, Willie Nelson is where we start. We've heard bits and pieces about the amazing performances and the guest stars at Willie Nelson's 90th birthday bash last month. And now we're going to get to see it.
Whoa, cool. Ooh.
They stuffed it into a movie called, long story short, Willie Nelson 90. It'll be in theaters June 11th.
Wow.
They even released an exciting promo to get our appetites all going and everything. The Twitter post says, long story short, Willie Nelson 90 is hitting the big screen for a limited theatrical run. Relive this two-night birthday celebration on June 11th at a theater near you. Tickets are on sale now. Here in Wisconsin Rapids, we don't often get a lot of these kind of things that are in limited release.
Special stuff, yeah.
But I imagine that some streaming service will have this eventually as well.
Yeah. I think so.
Long lost are the days of a movie comes out, you don't see it in the theater, and you wait a year to see it.
Yeah,
you get
right.
It on video.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I just saw that on TV, the Ant-Man and Wasp movie is being released on Disney today. You know, that kind of thing. Like that was that like 2 weeks ago that came out. Like, as far as things that the younger generation really doesn't realize how lucky they are, I would put that in top three. Like of how
can you imagine?
If you are a lover of entertainment, of movies and all this stuff and everything, like how long we used to have to wait for these movies to get released and everything.
Yeah.
You'd forget
that
about
and commercial breaks.
Yes, top three.
Things of the past, yes.
Yeah. I cannot wait to see this. I think it'll be cool. Well, that should be really good. I don't think that I have ever brought up the Kardashians in our entertainment segments.
Not on purpose.
Yes, that's very
maybe
true.
Maybe in passing, but yeah.
Yeah, that is very, very true. I am not a fan, and I don't like promoting the reality stars and all that stuff. But I have, in the last couple of years, I've heard stories here and there about Kim Kardashian and have been, wait, she's doing what? She's going to school to be an attorney? Like her father? Like she actually did it, too. Like, she passed the bar. Like, you're kidding me. Like, okay, all right.
Really? Oh,
and then they see a story like this. Kim Kardashian guaranteed a happy Mother's Day for more than 50 moms by paying off their legal fees.
Whoa.
Whoa.
All the beneficiaries are women who accumulated legal debt after being placed on probation or parole and all have a track record of successful rehabilitation. Kim says, quote, thousands of mothers are stuck on probation or parole just because they can't afford to pay off their restitution fines and fees.
Yep.
While on probation, they are at constant risk of being returning to prison or jail, not for committing a new crime, but for technical violations like missing a meeting with their probation officer.
Yep. Mm. Yeah.
This is an under talked about story in society that overwhelmingly affects ethnic people. Kim Kardashian comes from ethnicity. I admire that she is doing these things. I admire what she has done. And I don't believe I've ever said that or ever thought I'd say that sentence. But you got to give credit where it's due.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't care if this is a PR stunt. I don't care, which it doesn't look like. It doesn't seem like those kind of things or anything like that.
No.
But just even if you want to go ahead and play, you know, both sides of this and everything and say, hey, what is she doing it for this, and this reason? I don't care. She's helping out. She just helped out 50 moms and nobody else was going to help.
Yeah. Yep. And if nothing else, I mean, and you're right. Credit where it's due. That's a really cool thing. It also shines a spotlight on this issue that is so prevalent. No one talks about the fees, everything, how you get into bondage, like debt bondage, if you have to go through the legal system. And how you it's almost impossible to get out.
Every person in civic media, every one of our radio announcers could be talking about this all day.
Yeah.
Every person in radio in radio across the country could be talking about this and wouldn't bring the attention to it that she just did.
Yeah.
It's noteworthy.
It is.
And what was I saying earlier? This party comes across with this bill that we know is going to help society, but the other party doesn't pass it because, well, we can't have that. We can't have them getting points or anything like that.
Right.
And I think that's ridiculous. We need more and more of the, hey, you know what? Just because they have a different initial in front of their name, that was a good idea. Democrats can come up with good ideas. Republicans can come up with good ideas. Like, we need to get better about this. I can't say that and then not do this story, because I didn't have to do this story. But
yeah,
I got to do this story. It's an important topic, and you got to give credit where it's due.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I have any interest in having a conversation with her or anything like that? Probably not. Am I ever going to watch one of her programs? Absolutely not. But, man, I give her a lot of credit for this.
Yep.
Way to go, Kim.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
And absolutely agree with that, too. I would actually now have a conversation with her. I would.
Cool.
I also think that that's pretty cool. I would imagine that her father would have been thought very highly of this.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very well-respected attorney and all those things. So yeah, I think that's pretty cool to keep up that legacy going. Mm-hmm. And way to help out those moms on Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have also journalistically been very honest about how I feel about Jimmy Fallon. So when we go the other route here now, Jimmy Fallon is getting more bad press over the Writers Guild strike. The word is that non-writing staff on The Tonight Show is being placed on an unpaid leave of absence beginning next week. The kicker is that employees from The Late Show with Steve Colbert or Late Night with Seth Meyers will continue to be paid, and Late Night is on the same network as Fallon NBC. It's not clear who's paying the non-writers on those other shows, so it's impossible to say at this point whether Fallon is stiffing his people or not. He is.
Okay.
You also haven't seen Jimmy Fallon come out about this, talk about the writer's strike or anything like that. It should be noted, a lot of actors are in the Writers Guild.
Yes.
As a little example, Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper writes Silver Linings Playbook and those kind of things.
Yep.
Gets him into the Writers Guild. He's also in the Actors Guild. It's a tough dance for a lot of these people. Not for Bradley Cooper. Not for the good ones. You realize it doesn't matter if I'm in the Actors and Writers Guild. I'm nothing without writers.
Yep.
There is a clip going viral of Mandy Patinkin on the lines talking about this and talking about the importance of this, that this isn't just about writers wanting to get a paycheck. This is about the future of writing. This is about the craft of writing. Do we want no writers? Do we want young people to be like, oh, wow, I just read an Ernest Hemingway book. This guy seems like really good. I want to get into this. Oh, I can't make a living at that? Oh, I don't want to do that. So then we end up with no writers. This isn't far-fetched. This isn't sci-fi. This is real. This is reality.
Do we want entertainment going forward? Yeah. We need writers.
Jimmy Fallon has always been a hack to me. He's always been somebody that basically made his career off of being a poor man's Adam Sandler and laughing during skits, which is not what you're supposed to do, by the way. It's the exact opposite of what you're supposed to do.
Right.
But he had a chance here. He had a chance to really be on the right side of history with this. And he, time and time again, fails at it. He is also the guy that has been noteworthy of treating his employees horrible and treating interns horrible and everything. Going back to Saturday Night Live. Hey, we got to quit giving people like this jobs. There's a billion entertainers out there.
Yeah.
We don't need you're telling me nobody else could do that job like Jimmy Fallon? Like, Jimmy Fallon's that good doing the Tonight Show.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody else could do it.
Right.
My old boss, Conan's not working.
I was going to say, Conan O'Brien.
Yeah. There is literally a dog could do that job better than Jimmy Fallon.
Triumph the insult, comic dog.
Could really do it better. Yeah. Let alone, and I feel that way before any of this. Then you bring all this into the fold and everything. And he doesn't deserve that job. That's the Tonight Show. There's supposed to be some respect to that gig. There's supposed to be like a bar set.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Jay Leno lowered it a little bit, it's supposed to be a bar set. Come on!
Oh, don't rag on Jay too much.
I'm not trying.
He wasn't that bad.
He was not that bad, especially in comparison to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Jay Leno, I didn't think was bad at all at hosting the Tonight Show. I just think that there were others that were better at
it. Exactly.
But I don't think he was ever bad at it. And we got to wrap up on this one. This is interesting. I really got to get your guys' take on this one.
All right, cool.
ABC is coming out with a new dating series that's called The Golden Bachelor. And you know where this is going.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be The Bachelor, but for senior citizens.
Oh.
ABC says, quote, one hopeless romantic is given a second chance at love in the search for a partner with whom to share the sunset years of life with. The women are arriving at the mansion, have a lifetime of experience, living through love, loss, and laughter, hoping for a spark that ignites a future full of endless possibilities. No other details have been announced, like the age range or of the contestants or a premiere date. But this is already gotten greenlit, so this is going to happen. They're going to film a pilot. They will premiere. Whether they get a season out of it or not, I don't know.
But we'll see.
They're definitely going to have a pilot that's probably going to premiere sometime this summer because they have no content because of the writer's strike.
They need something.
This is what you're going to get without writers. You're going to get more and more of these things. And it's not even original concepts. They're just rehashing ideas. Or they're stealing something from BBC or from Bollywood or something like that and turning it into an American
version.
Where
all the ideas
seem
to be coming out of these days, right? Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do we think of this?
I'm curious to how they'll, which way they'll go with this. You said it was a bachelor, so it's mm-hmm. a man mm-hmm. with women, mm-hmm. which in that age range is usually the issue because women outlive men.
Yeah,
that's true.
So there's less men to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I hope that they keep the age comparable, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much younger or older will the women be than the man?
Yeah. If the guy's in his 60s and she's in his 30s, that would never
happen. But yeah. Even 50s to 60s is would be. And is it at what age will the man be?
Yeah,
60
yeah,
no. or 70 or
yeah, exactly. That's the big question, right? What do they mean golden? You know, that's
right.
What do they mean by that?
I'll say one of these things because I am a foolish romantic and I love love and I like more. I want more and more people to find love and all those things. I don't think the world has enough of that. I love the idea of this for seniors for that. Mm-hmm. I think all of that, I don't think you're going to hear anybody talking bad about that. I don't want seniors to find love. You're not going to hear anybody saying that. That's not going to happen here. What I push back on these shows usually is because you have people looking for that 15 seconds of fame. They're not really looking for love.
Yeah.
They're looking to get more tweets, get more, you know, likes and all these things and stuff. That usually tends to be younger people. And not to stereotype, mm-hmm. not to age yep. type mm-hmm. or anything, but it does tend to lean that way.
Right.
You may be missing that with this. You may not have that with this and have generally people who are doing this for the right reasons, which is cool. But you are always going to have TV producers that want drama, that want ratings. And that's what it's always going to come down to that is more important than people finding love. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what we're going to get with this. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this is what you're going to get if the writer's strike continues.
Yeah. I would argue, though, that they're not going to have a problem getting drama. Because... The people that they cast on this have life experience and they have a lot to work with and a lot mm-hmm. to go on. And I don't know, have you spent any time in an assisted living home or a nursing home and listened to people talk?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. No filter.
Yeah.
Done caring about your opinion or your feelings.
Right,
yes.
Right. They don't hold back. What I love about this is more people of that age range on television, period.
That's 100%. Yep. Well said.
Well, all I got to say is I miss Blind Date. It wasn't a great show.
No.
It was on late on Friday nights, I believe. So when you're in college, you're up that late and you're watching it. Roger Lodge had anti-charisma. He shouldn't have been on television.
Yes.
But still. It was fun. It was a fun show. You get people going on a blind date together, you know? It's way better than this, if you ask me. Way better than this.
Wholeheartedly. We're going to take a break. When we come back, how many of us would ignore a mess if we saw one? We're going to get into that when we come back. Got some other stats to go along with it. Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. That's hilarious.
I'd forgotten I put that on there.
We hope you're having a good one out there. I think it'd have been funnier if he just kept on like going up to number 10.
Yeah.
Four is, you know, okay, but you feel a little awkward because there's like other people and you don't really. Five. Hilarious that for the audience that doesn't know, the bumpers, we don't know what's going to play. I just click the button and something pops up. So that was not planned. I wish I could say I planned that.
And
I
if did you
not
were know. Listening earlier, Seth and I were singing this song.
That's right. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Love it, man.
We got to get into this one right here. In a spring cleaning, poll, 49% of adults admit to this: ignoring a mess and leaving it for someone else to is something else they can to do a lot. Oh. They do this a lot.
Oh wow! Okay, honest people.
It's nice to see that they still have that childlike, you know, essence to them. Lazy human beings. That's how many said that they do it often or always. Mm. And here are some more spring cleaning stats. Before we get to those, though, pick up the mess. Pick up the mess, man, please.
49%? Wow.
We talk a lot about mental health nowadays, but one of the things that I don't feel like we talk enough about is what clutter can do to the mind.
Mm.
I'm one of the people that is discovering this myself. Therapy has helped with that, where I'm discovering more and more, not just about myself, but about society. Mm-hmm. And I am not alone in this. I walk into a room and it's chaos. My brain don't work. Mm-hmm. Like, my brain's trying to figure out what to solve first.
Yep.
I'm a problem solver. That's the way my brain works. I walk into a room, I'm trying to figure out where the exits are and all those things. Like, I can't turn it off. That's just the way my brain is.
Yep.
I walk into this studio, there's papers everywhere. I have a job to do the second I walk in this building. The time is already ticking. If you add on to that with all those papers, all those other things, there's chaos in my brain. And I don't know what should I do this first? Should I do that first? And mm-hmm. I'm spending a good 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds trying to figure out where to go.
Yep.
It's a huge issue for people with this issue, with the struggle with this.
It's a very common symptom with people with ADHD, which I've learned because I have two people in my mm-hmm. house who have ADHD, mm-hmm. where they need a space. That's clean, you know, that's clutter free in order to do their thing. But they also have they leave things everywhere, so they actually make their own problem, which is very difficult. I mean, it's not, you know, it can sound kind of silly, but it's the truth.
Yeah,
if they can't work in the space where there's all this clutter. So yeah, if clean it up, mm-hmm. clean it up for all of our friends that need it.
Mm. Here are some more spring cleaning stats. The top five spots we dread cleaning the most are floors, rugs, inside the refrigerator, our windows, and the dishwasher.
The dishwasher?
Hmm.
Oh, okay.
Microwaves and closets just missed the top five.
Oh, closets. Oh, those are always a project.
I would agree with all of those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't necessarily enjoy cleaning, but I don't mind cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
I am a borderline neat freak. But I will say, I am horrible at cleaning windows. I'm just bad at it.
There are very few people that are really good at
really,
it.
Really,
you know?
Really bad at it, man. You know? Really bad. You could tell when I've cleaned a window. Like, you could tell.
James, I can't see through this. What did you do? No.
Like I'll say
don't
this.
Don't touch that.
I can get really high up. I can do that. Yeah. And because of my weird wingspan and my mm-hmm. big hands and everything, I could get to high spots. But are they clean? Probably not. Probably not.
Well, there's not that many tall people that can look through that part of the window. Anyway, so you're good.
There you go. Most of us admit we cut corners when we clean. 53% said that they always or often do. Only 9% said never.
Hmm.
Never? No.
It depends on who you're cleaning for. For me.
Yeah.
And if I'm cleaning for someone else or I'm being paid to clean, I don't cut corners.
Right.
If I'm doing it for myself in my own house, yes.
Same here. same answer here. Yep.
Yeah. I think, but for the most part, I know there's always a time for me anyway, and this is my own opinion, or what I do, I should say, is that I do the same thing, and then every once in a while I do the thorough clean, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah,
every
yeah,
once in a while. Just this time I think I'm going to really get in there and the kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
this time I'm going to get the top of the refrigerator.
Yes, exactly. Not just the inside, right.
The rooms we spend the most time cleaning are the kitchen, bathrooms, and bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we spend the most time, typically. Yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
And they get the dirtiest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you'd asked me, I would have put I would have thought that the living room would be in there, but I wouldn't be able to take any of those out. So I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
but if you're gonna
depends
have a top three,
depends on if you allow eating in your living room or not.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a big part of it too. Or you have kids.
Or that.
We'll throw that out there.
and I think that this should also be noted, too, that none of this stuff applies to people with children.
Yeah.
Nothing I've said and none of this applies to, especially single parents. Like,
yeah.
No.
Don't
no,
worry about
not
it.
Not talking about you. I am not talking about that or anything.
That's a whole different animal.
That
yeah.
is a different conversation, a different animal.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
yeah.
Because the other factor we need to include in here is time.
Right.
100%. There's just not enough hours in a day.
There yeah. is not.
No.
And that's where we go next. The time we're most likely to do a deep clean isn't in spring. It's when we know guests are coming to visit.
That I believe. Oh, totally.
That's when my house gets cleaned.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why you should invite people over.
Yes.
So
yes.
you can make sure you get your house clean. Nice and nice. Clean all the time.
I
if you
usually
have come
thank
over.
Them when they arrive.
Does anybody?
Thank you for coming over because they cleaned my house for you.
That's good. Oh, that's good, Melissa. That's good. Does anybody do this? You have a clean house, so you invite people over. Like you didn't have plans to have friends over or anything, but you cleaned your house and you're like, I could have people over.
That one,
that's actually
over.
That's a great idea. I mean, because you feel so good about it. Yeah. You're like, wow, everything looks
I need
great.
To show this off.
Exactly. Come on, come see my clean house.
I've done this. I have been guilty of doing this
that's
at
awesome,
least
though.
Once in my life.
That's great. That's cool.
That's cool. I like it.
When we do a deep clean, it doesn't last long. The average person said their home starts to feel dirty again in about 12 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, that definitely doesn't apply to parents.
Yeah, no, that's like
12 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Give me a half day here. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's rough, but that also, I think, gives you an idea of like, okay, well, I clean every 2 weeks or I clean every couple weeks. You know? And everybody's different. Everybody's going to have a different answer for this or a different way of doing it.
Yeah, because you also have different components in your household that contribute to the need to clean.
Exactly. Yep. You are so right.
And we know, taking this back to the start of this and everything, we know that our brains work better with cleanliness. Like
it's true.
It just is a fact. There are very few people that work well in, with having a messy house or a messy room or a messy office or any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's better for your mental health.
It
really is to take the time to do these things. It doesn't mean you just heard that all three of us own up to that we sometimes cut corners and stuff with our own personal stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to do some deep cleanse every 2 weeks or something like that.
No.
Because, again, time is a factor.
It is.
But like Seth said, you can do it where, okay, so this time I did a light cleaning of the bathroom. The next time you get to, okay, well, I'm going to deep clean under the sink.
Yeah.
Add that into your regular routine here and there, because then it doesn't become this overwhelming, okay, I got to deep clean the whole thing.
That's right. You're right. You're totally right. That's a one way. And that's easy. Even for people, that don't have like ADHD or something like that. Mm-hmm. It can be overwhelming. It's like, oh, I got to clean all this stuff. Where do I start? That's always the big thing. Where do I start? So taking it by chunks or something like that, that's a good way of doing it as well. Yep.
We're going to get to Melissa's news before we do that. Just a couple of programming notes. Of course, Memorial Day is right around the corner, May 29th. An important one. We appreciate. We will be having that day off the air, or we will not have any of our original live audience shows or anything like that. But we will have Rafter Baseball.
Yeah!
Rafters kick off their season on May 29th against the Lakeshore Chinooks right here in Rapids.
Nice.
We're so excited about this. Happy to have every pitch, every hit, every Rafters win right here at WFHR like they've always been.
Mm-hmm.
We're proud to have that, and it's going to be a great season. So keep that in mind, everybody. And, of course, keep in mind what Memorial Day is all about. Right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, and our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, are going to be airing a special message to honor those military veterans who've served, including those who made the ultimate sacrifice. You can sponsor these promos for businesses if you're out there and you want to sponsor them, either in a 10 ad mentions or 20 ad mentions or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to Ashley. She's our newest team member.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing an amazing job over there in our sales and marketing department. You just call Pam up at 424-1300. She'll put you in contact with Ashley. You'll be a part of this. Yes, there is the PR part of it. There is getting your business out there. There is also what we know here in Rapids of supporting local, of being a part of things. And supporting local is not always just about the business or arts. It's about our people. It's about supporting our people and being there for them. And this is a way to do that.
Encourage you. We wouldn't have a community without people.
That's right.
Encourage you to reach out to Ash and let her, you know, let her know you'd like to be a part of this. Again, you can call 424-1300 to do just that.
Nice.
Let's get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. Melissa, Seth, and James here. Take on me. Quintessential 80s sound.
Man.
That keyboard right there.
Yep.
We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah.
We can almost guarantee that our friends in Green Bay are having a good time. Well, for those that didn't hear, the 10 best places to live in America based on quality of life, value, desirability, and job market indexes from the U.S. News and World Report just announced that Green Bay, Wisconsin is the number one place to live.
Well, how about that? Really? Congratulations, Green Bay.
Shout out to Green Bay.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. I did not, I don't know, I did not see a lot of this.
No.
The report of this right away. So I had to look into it a little bit. And yeah, this is pretty cool. This is a pretty cool thing for not only the state, but just for in general, just, you know, the community of Green Bay.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking at the top 10 list, Huntsville, Alabama was number 2, Raleigh and Durham, North Carolina at 3, Boulder, Colorado at 4, Sarasota, Florida, Naples and Naples, Florida at 5 and 6, at number 7, Portland, Maine, 8, Charlotte, North Carolina, Colorado Springs, Colorado came in at number 9, and Fayetteville, Arkansas comes in at number 10.
Wow. Hmm. A couple
I'm
of
glad to see Alabama on that list.
Yeah, and Arkansas too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is especially considering most of the time when we do these, the South is one of the is on the other end of
this. Usually on the bottom of the list. So
that's encouraging.
That is
right.
Good.
That's
yes.
the word I was looking for that
nice.
I couldn't place earlier. Encouraging. Thank you, Melissa. I kind of couldn't think of the word encouraging. It's driving me crazy. Of course, Green Bay is home of the most one of the most storied football franchises in NFL history, the Green Bay Packers.
Of course,
the Green Bay is the. In this, I'm just reading from the report here and everything, that Green Bay has the perfect mix of city amenities complemented with a Midwestern small-town feel. The city boasts a thriving entertainment and art scene, revitalized downtown, and two college campuses, creating an energy that may appeal to young families as well as retirees.
Yes. It's funny. You know, I never thought about it before, but the few times I've been to Green Bay, it doesn't have a big – and it's a decent-sized city – it doesn't have a feel like a big city. It does really feel smaller than it is, which is kind of cool. I like that.
It's always been interesting to me, and I've been in Green Bay a bunch, and I love Green Bay. I think it's a great city, including the surrounding cities. I got a lot of love for a lot of that area. It's beautiful too. That part I always I didn't expect. I was going there. The first time I went there was for like a class field trip or something, and I can't remember what it was. But all I could think of was well. It's just a Green Bay Packers. Like that's what Green Bay is. The whole city is just around that stadium, and everything revolves around it. And that is not the case. Like it's obviously a gigantic part of the heart of that city,
right.
And that area. But there is so much more going on over there than just NFL football. Like there's a lot more to that area, to that place, and it's a beautiful area.
People don't just live there because of the Packers.
No, not at all.
As a kid, I didn't know that, you know, and I'm so glad for those trips and everything.
Yeah, that's
beautiful. I will say, though, as far as the Packers go, I think it is you couldn't do like an NFL franchise could not start right now in a town that size.
No.
In a city that size.
No,
you'll
not.
Never see any franchise any of the four major sports doing that. So I think that is incredibly beautiful and noteworthy in a way. It's nostalgic in its own way, too. It's also really unique. How that city has been able to, it's almost like an energy source. It's almost like a grid that they pull from, whether it is economically or it is the energy of the city. Yeah. And that has a good and a bad side. I mean, when the team was bad, it had a bit of a lower
negative vibe
to it and everything,
it
too, and stuff. But I think that you get 30 years of productive, you know, a productive business with just the Packers have been. Mm-hmm. They've been producing, you know, very well for 30 plus years and everything. I think you can live off that for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say that they're going to go downhill. It's just to say that if they were to, I think they could survive it.
Yeah, and then the last thing to say about it is NFL draft.
Have the NFL draft in Green Bay. Do it. Do it for the love of God.
Yes. See, it's a great city. We just proved it. It's a great place to be. Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, come back, and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hopefully you are not in these dreams. You are wide awake. I would really hope I am not in your dreams. I would really. If so, I apologize.
I
want to apologize for that right now. Got a That Ain't Right story we got to touch on.
Sucker for that song.
Her voice. Yeah. Those ladies. Mm. Silly criminal time. That ain't right time.
All right.
You've heard of drunk drivers trying to switch places with a passenger at a DUI stop.
Oh, yeah.
But usually, the passenger is human. A 28-year-old male driver in Colorado got pulled over on suspicion of DUI last Saturday. And at the last minute, he had the brilliant idea, the criminal mastermind that he is, and he tried to switch places with his dog who was in the passenger seat.
Oh, that poor dog.
Even better, the deputy actually witnessed this maneuver as he approached the vehicle.
Oh, good.
The man told the cop he wasn't driving the car, and then he got out of the passenger door and tried to make a run for it. So why are you running then? Why are you running if you didn't do it?
He already knew.
Man. You're right. He knew. He knew, Billis. He knew. Like, as he was saying the lie, he knew, okay, he ain't buying this.
No, there's no way. There's no way.
He got about 20 yards away before being caught and arrested.
Oh, man.
I like the idea of the deputy letting the dog chase him. Like, you'd be able to find him easy.
Go get him, boy. Go get him, boy.
Take him down, Fido.
Yeah, follow your owner. Follow your knucklehead owner.
Bring him back.
The weird thing is, this is the weird part? No, I think it's all weird. The dog wasn't the only other passenger. There were two silver people in the back seat. It's unclear why the man didn't try to switch with them, but obviously he wasn't in the sharpest state of mind.
No.
Well, it's also unclear why they weren't driving.
Yes.
Why were they riding with a drunk dude?
Yeah, that's weird. Ridiculous. There is literally no excuse in history for driving drunk.
No.
None.
Especially in this day and age.
And we are thankfully getting a little bit tighter and a little stronger about our DUI laws and OWI laws and these things. But we could be better. We could be better about this. Mm-hmm. And I love this state. I like the people. I love the people of this state. But we could be better about this in Wisconsin.
100%.
If you're being honest about things, if you truly love something, you're honest about it.
Yep.
It is not love. It is false love to just talk good about something. You can miss me with the you want to know how I love this country, how much I'm proud of being an American, because you hear me every day talking about not only that side of things, but also holding America accountable. Like, that is important. That's true love. You love your children. You love your nephews and nieces or something like that. What do? You don't just let them put their finger in the light socket because you want to be the good cop and be liked by them and everything. Like, no, don't do that. That's a knucklehead move. That's silly. Don't do that. Like, this is what we do with those we love. We hold them accountable.
Yep.
It's this idea.
We talk about the things that are wrong.
Yep.
This idea that you don't love something because you said something negative about it. We got to get past that. We got to get way past that. There is literally nothing in human history. The only thing where that's okay is your mother. Is that's it? Like, that's the only thing where you can say, "Well, my mom is perfect, or was perfect, or whatever, or anything like that." And that's strictly out of guilt. That's
I'm joking. I'm trying to find a joke here, but there's no yeah. scenario where you can get away with that. Like, everything needs to be held accountable,
right? Mm-hmm. And you're right. The Wisconsin, you know, as much as like we were saying, we love her. There are many things that need to improve, and that's why we want them to improve. That's why we talk about these things. Yeah, we want them to get better.
We have to have the conversations.
Yep.
How much would it have flipped out that officer if the dog pulled out like a license? or around his collar, yeah, he had a license.
He's got a license.
He's got a little license. Like, wait That'd a minute.
Be- Service dog.
I'm
They can drive. That's awesome, man.
Now, I'm not afraid of AI, but dogs being able to drive, I might be a little fearful of, if only because they wouldn't need us. They can just drive themselves to stores and everything
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. They're done with us then.
Yeah,
man.
I don't want that.
These guys?
Yeah. I kind of like dogs needing us. I want dogs in our lives. But that's all about me. That's not fair to the dog.
Oh.
I do use this as an excuse to bring up tomorrow. Be sure to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll have our pet of the week from Madison and our friends at the Southland County Humane Society. Big shout out to them and from the Ground Up Coffee Shop, who are our sponsors this week. Appreciate them. We'll go ahead and take a break right here. I need a palate cleanser.
Okay,
we're going to come back with some good stories. That's what we'll do. We'll come back with some palate cleansers, good stories of the day on the way on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR. We hope you're having a good one. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour with nothing but fun and good stories. At the top of the hour, CBS News comes in, and then we will have Morning Magazine for the week. We're going to kick it off. We're not kicking it off, but we're having Wednesday's edition. We kick off with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer.
All right.
Always looking forward to talking with Shane. It's always a good conversation. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that means that our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media will be in to record. Looking forward to that as well. In part two, we're going to speak with Reverend Beth Habhager. We're going to talk
about
the walk-off debt event sponsored by Grace. Looking forward to that. Hopefully, Beth and I will be able to communicate. Yeah. I don't know how our chemistry will be. That should be interesting. No, it's going to be fun. That's going to be a great conversation. We appreciate Beth joining us. We're going to take it to the top of the hour with good stories. Got good stories, and we got some local ones to kick things off. I wanted to mention this. I wanted Seth to go first because it is Wednesday. We know what Wednesday is.
Wednesday means one thing here in Wisconsin. Rapids.
Bingo!
Time for some bingo. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30 over at our friends, the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. And don't forget that they also have food available.
Yes.
Our good friends at Two Hearts.
Catering.
Yeah, offer food on these. If you needed any other reason to go to have fun with bingo, there's also great food there too.
Mm-hmm.
So make it a date.
Treat yourself. Get on over there for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming up this Friday, Nakusa High School and Alexander Middle School have their Pops concert. That'll be at 6:30 at the Nakusa High School. Be sure to head on over there, support the kids, and take in a great show. It's a nice way to get into the weekend there. Again, Nakusa High School and Alexander Middle School have their Pops concert May 19th at 6:30 at wonderful Nakusa High School.
Yes, indeed. And James just touched on it. The walk-off debt event happening this Saturday, May 20th, sponsored by Grace, which means Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism. Mm. That's a fun word.
Fun word.
And it's going to be starting at the shelter at Riverside Park in Nakusa, which is at 916 Prospect Avenue. Registration begins at 8:30. Walking starts at 9. Suggested donation of $10 per person just to participate. They invite you to walk with us just a few steps or as long as you'd like as they raise money to help pay off the food service debt of students in Nakusa School District. We talked about that a little bit at the beginning of the show about school lunch debt. And this is their little part going to try to help some kids in Nakusa. Specifically seniors, because of the stipulation that if you don't have it paid off, you can't get your transcripts.
Can't get your diploma.
In order to go get your college stuff that you got to get all figured out. So that's specifically for Nakusa this time around.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about this with Beth in about a half an hour.
Yes, indeed.
A little over that.
And one more local worth mentioning, Rams has their choir concert tonight at 5:30.
That's right. Very nice.
You stole mine, Melissa. No, that's okay. Please go.
That's all I had. So
okay. Okay.
Now, please go to those concerts.
Support our kids.
Yeah. They're great concerts. It's great music. The band teachers do such an amazing job with these. Most importantly, support these kids. The confidence that you have built. Are they all going to turn into musicians? No. Mm-hmm. But that confidence is real. Mm-hmm. That confidence mm-hmm. that they get built of yep. seeing strangers, of seeing community members, of seeing family members and people like that in the audience. We all know we were in situations like mm-hmm. that in school. I remember band and yep. how much it meant to me to see my dad show up at something. I knew he didn't like it. I knew he didn't care, but he was there. He yeah. was smiling and nobody was cheering me on bigger than my old man. I mean, yep. it meant a lot. Mm. It goes a long way for these kids. Do mm-hmm. this, support these kids, support this, and be at all these local high school concerts.
Yep.
All these local yes. school concerts.
Yes.
One more I wanted to mention. The Dove's Nest 4th Annual Fundraiser is this Saturday, May 20th, from 10 to 10, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. over at beautiful, wonderful Camelot on the Lake. Come out and support the Dove's Nest. We were talking with Danita about this yesterday. We have had the founders of this join us before, going way back when they were first getting this going. It's an important one. This is an incredible cause. We encourage you to learn more about it. They have a great Facebook page. Go to ACD Foundation. You can find that just alexcdovefoundation.org to find out more information as well. There are raffles, entertainment, activities, so much going on, and all the funds go right into the Dove's Nest and helping these families be able to have this rest and this this respite place.
It's mm-hmm. a great organization. Yeah, what they do is just so amazing.
Oh, and I got to mention too, Stuff the Desk, that is going on right now. Be sure to go to uwswac.org and register for this. This is Stuff the Desk is a collaborative community initiative led by the United Way to ensure every student has the supplies they need to learn.
Yes, indeed.
You have until August 3rd to register. Get on over to uwswac.org to register, or you can go give our call Amy a friend at 211. And you can also call their front office Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 at 877-947-2211, 877-947-2211. Let's touch on some world good stories.
All right.
A retired Army vet named Kevin Bittenbender ran the mm-hmm. Pittsburgh Marathon last week, less than a year and a half after his left leg had been amputated.
Oh, wow. My.
And how is this for supportive? His surgeon also trained for it and ran the whole thing with him.
That's going above and beyond. That's great.
That's cool.
That is so cool.
Now, we don't always have audio to go along with these things,
mm-hmm.
Army Sergeant Bittenbender, that's a great name.
That's a great name.
actually did had something to say about this and everything. I wanted to play it for the audience.
Was overcome with too much emotion. I cried. We cried. Everything was worth it. I thought about the guys I lost in Afghanistan first and foremost, because every so often they would come to mind. I could fully attest that I would be a statistical number of 22 if it weren't for hope.
Wow.
And that word he used there, hope.
Yes.
I think that's one of the biggest things to take from that.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate yep. you, sir. Appreciate your service, and appreciate you being a hero
and inspiring hope in others.
Yes,
mm-hmm. It's really, really cool.
An older couple in Colorado just honored the National Foster Care Month after the last of their three kids left home in 1989. They decided to start fostering. In 34 years, they have raised more than 130 foster kids.
Wow. Oh, that's above and beyond.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Appreciate them.
No kidding.
A team of 13 volunteers rescued a dog that climbed England's highest mountain. He hiked 3,200 feet and his owners with his owners and then decided he was done and wouldn't budge. Fair enough.
And here I sit.
Yeah.
I'm done. I climbed my mountain. I'm staying here.
I've got two extra legs here than you guys got,
that's
all right?
Right?
I ain't doing this.
Twice as many steps.
Since he's a fairly big dog, a 73-pound Akia named Rocky. Oh, that's a great name. They had to carry him on a stretcher, but he's okay. He's okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's great, though.
And great news for humanity, researchers at NASA and the University of Colorado say that all of the dangerous asteroids we know of, none of them will hit Earth for at least in the next 1,000 years. Woo!
Hey.
That's a great story of the day.
It's not a good story for those that were trying to remake any of those those movies where we have to
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Deep Impact,
They wanted to revamp those. They wanted to redo them. Now they can't.
There's a lot of them.
There is a lot of them. And I wanted to wrap up with this. It's just a quick soundbite. This is moms are smart and moms are sneaky, and I like this one. This is really cool. Listen to this real quick, everybody.
And now, mom thoughts.
My husband and I leave coded notes in plain sight about our middle school and high school kids. The code is that we write in cursive.
This has been Mom Thoughts.
We write in cursive.
That's really good.
That's good. Kids will never understand it.
It's own coded language. I like that. Thank you for a great show, you two. Thank you to the best listeners in radio, all of you. Thanks for calling up, joining the conversation. We appreciate you. Be sure to do that more. Spread the word about Civic Media and that we're streaming 24/7, that we're on podcast, download the app, and all those things. And have a great day, you two.
Thank you. You too, man.
You too.
Have a great day, everybody. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.